This year marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of writer H.P. Lovecraft, one of the masters of the Gothic horror story. Critic Maureen Carrigan says it's fitting to commemorate Lovecraft's anniversary on Halloween, when the ghosts, vampires, and demons he wrote about seem most real. His tales, she warns, aren't for the squeamish.
To celebrate Halloween, lots of people rent horror movies like The Exorcist or House on Haunted Hill. They're okay, but I think the scariest movies are the ones that play deep in our imaginations when we read a bone-chilling tale of terror. Poe, of course, is the master, but his stories are so familiar, they're almost cozy. For truly horrifying stories, I turn to Poe's soulmate in evil and his greatest literary inheritor, H.P. Lovecraft. Lovecraft's life is as faintly creepy as his name. He was born in 1890, the last descendant of a once prominent New England family. He was married for a brief time, but lived most of his life in semi-seclusion with two elderly aunts in Rhode Island. Death claimed him rather prematurely in 1937. The stories Lovecraft began to publish in 1917 appeared exclusively in pulp magazines like Weird Tales. Only his fierce cult following prevented those stories from vanishing into dust after his death. In terms of terror, Lovecraft's tales often rival Poe's, and they're furnished with the same ghastly details: decaying but not quite empty tombs, unholy pits, black cats, and insane narrators. Like Nathaniel Hawthorne, Lovecraft was especially sensitive to the terrors lurking in old colonial houses. Listen to some of the opening lines from his story, The Picture in the House. The true epicure in the terrible esteems most of all the ancient, lonely farmhouses of backwoods New England. 200 years and more they have leaned and squatted there, while the vines have crawled and the trees have swelled and spread. They are almost hidden now, but the small paned windows still stare shockingly, as if blinking through a lethal stupor which wards off madness by dulling the memory of unutterable things. Lovecraft's critics wince at this purple prose, but I think his rich, musty style of writing suits his macabre themes. He liked to write about cannibalism, and some of his stories, like The Rats in the Walls, are downright grisly. He also wrote about soul possession, telepathic hypnotism, and sinister visitors from outer space. Lovecraft's masterpiece is his novella, The Case of Charles Dexter Ward. It's a tale of warlocks in 18th century New England who are raising up the souls of great men in order to capture their wisdom and power. Many of Lovecraft's stories have been republished lately by Ballantine Books. Unfortunately, the covers of these editions are adorned with blood-rimmed eyes, decomposing skulls, mummies, the kinds of things you don't want staring up at you from your bedside table when you wake up in the dead of the night. But even worse are the images that haunt your mind once you've read Lovecraft. In his short story, The Thing on the Doorstep, Lovecraft wrote, "There are horrors beyond life's edge that we do not suspect, and once in a while, man's evil prying calls them just within our range." Reading Lovecraft may make you feel like those horrors are too close for comfort. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.